Well, hello and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice. Today is a very somber anniversary. And I can't believe that it was 19 years ago that this country fell under attack. Everything changed on this day. September 11th, talking about the planes being flown into the towers. So, I'll never forget where I was. I was working at Hooters at the time, and we were setting the restaurant up to open, because of course we didn't open till 11, but we had to get some, you know, some prep work done, some early morning stuff done. And I remember the TVs being turned on, because you know, Hooters is like a sports bar, so we were supposed to have sports on. But every single sports channel had the news. And we couldn't figure out why at first. Until we turned up the volume on one of the TVs. And because at first it was just showing people running through the streets of New York. And like the clouds and the soot and all of that. By the time we turned on the TVs, it was like 10, something like that. We turned on the TVs right in time to see the first tower fall, and I believe that happened at 10:30, somewhere around that area, 10:27, something like that. I believe is when the first tower fell. But everything that happened before that time, we were getting little snippets of, and they were doing the replays. You know how the news had it on repeat. I mean, at one point, they actually stopped showing the actual plane fly into the building. And that happened at 8:46 a.m. That was Flight 11 hits the North Tower. And, man, it was just, I just remember just looking up at the TV thinking, like, this can't be real. This has to be a movie. This isn't really happening. Like, I'd never seen anything like that in real life. I don't think anybody had. And there were all kinds of speculations on what was going on. Like, nobody actually knew. Everybody was giving their two cents in. Man. And then at 9:03, Flight 175 hits the South Tower. So now we had two towers that were kind of burning and on fire. And by the time we kind of caught up to everything, that's when we saw the first tower fall. Now, I remember watching the broadcast, and we didn't even see anything about the flight that hit the Pentagon, and the other flight that the passengers attempted to take over, and they crashed it into a field in Somerset. So, we didn't even hear about that stuff until later, because all the news was focused on New York and the towers. So, I'm sitting there watching this, and I just am in awe of the first responders that they actually show, like, running into places trying to save people. I don't remember any videos specifically of any first responders running into the actual towers, but there were stories about them. Just true heroes, man. Like, so many people lost their lives, like almost 3,000, like in the span of a few hours or so. Man, it was just something that I will never forget. And so this day, this is September 11th, 2020, we're still honoring the heroes from that day. And there were definitely heroes from all walks of life, from all religions and all faiths. There were heroes. There were heroes that attempted to save people's lives. There were heroes that attempted to try to direct people to safety. There were heroes that ran into dangerous situations. They ran into situations they knew that they were likely not going to return from. Those are heroes. So I want to take this moment in the podcast to honor those heroes. 19 years later, a day that I personally will never, ever forget. Images of those, of things that happened on that day just kind of burned into my mind. So, I'm going to take a moment of silence to honor this particular day.
Everybody, DeCourcy Williams here with the Uplifting Words Podcast, and I want to tell you about Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador is an amazing company where you can get high quality Napa Valley wines shipped directly to your door. Becoming a member with Wine Ambassador will allow you to get deep discounts on your wines, and you can begin to set up social parties, giving wine giveaways and wine tastings, and earn some money with this amazing company. Click the link in the description and you'll be taken to a short video where it'll give you a brief rundown of everything that this company can do for you. Wine Ambassador, where we are changing the way that you buy wines one person at a time.
Well, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me. And today, on this anniversary of September 11th, a day that I will never, ever forget, I'm just reminded of the heroes. I'm reminded of the courageous things that people that didn't necessarily have to do so, but put themselves in really dangerous, impossible situations. A lot of people just... they knew that this was going to be it for them, and they made the choice right then and there, I'm going to save as many lives as possible. And it just amazes me just how well we came together as a country after that. Even people that didn't live in New York, we were just in full solidarity. I've never seen this country come together on one thing like it did on that day for me in my lifetime. So... I'm just reminded of the fact that we have to continue to fight. And we're talking about fighting. It's not necessarily put your hands up and throw punches. I'm talking about fighting yourself, fighting your mind, fighting your own fears and insecurities. Now, it's something that I wish that I knew like at a younger age, but I didn't realize it, of course, until I got a little older. The concept of fighting, of continuously fighting, like this life, unfortunately, is a fight. Some babies have to fight in order just to take their first breath. You know, as infants, we have to fight to learn how to crawl and then learn how to walk. If you've got siblings, if you grew up with siblings, you may feel that you have to fight for your parents' attention, or you have to fight for that validation in your family. Then as a preteen, you kind of start fighting for your identity to try to figure out where you fit in this world, where your place is going to be, what you're going to do. As an adolescent, that's when you start to fight even more for your place in this world and who you are. You got to fight for your job. You got to fight for your relationships. You got to fight for your kids and your marriages. You have to fight for your free time. And there's some people, when we hit like what's considered middle age or whatever that midlife crisis age is, you start to fight for your youth that you've lost. It's the fact of fighting and continuously fighting. Something that I'm trying to impart to my son, my young son, who, you know, as little kids, we think that, you know, we take everything for granted. What happened on September 11th back in 2001, it was a really sombering reminder of us as Americans kind of taking things for granted. I mean, everything changed after that. And we as Americans had to fight in order to kind of get back some sort of life as it was. I mean, we'll never get it back before 2001, but we had to continuously fight in order to get things kind of back to what would be considered normal. And we had to fight our prejudices because there was a lot of talk about Muslims being dangerous. There was a lot of talk about everybody that we saw that had a head wrap on was somehow a terrorist. That was something I never bought into. I never believed that. But there were people that were fighting for that, so saying that they were right. I'll never forget Donald Trump back then was even saying that he was seeing Muslims standing up and cheering when the planes flew into the building. Like, what kind of mess was that? Like, that's never been seen. I don't even know where he got that from. But we have to fight against misinformation. We have to fight against, for lack of a better word, fake news. I hate that term. But just daily fights and how we overcome these things. And the only way to do it is to buck up, take our place, make a decision, and go after it. Les Brown is very famous for saying, in this world, when you fight, you're going to get knocked down. When you get knocked down, make sure you land on your back, because if you can look up and see the sky, you can get up and you can keep on going. You know, something to that effect. But it makes sense. Because if you face down, you can't see nothing but the dirt. And unfortunately, there are people that get in those situations and they do not fight back. They don't fight for their life. They don't fight for anything that they believe in. And unfortunately, I know a couple of people like that have kind of given up on life. Speaking of which, this is also Suicide Awareness Month. I believe Thursday is National Suicide Prevention Day. I'm gonna have a little information on that a little bit later on. But yeah, just remember that there are people that might have given up on the fight, and that's when you really need people in your corner. You need your tribe, you need your troop. So what can we do in this fight that we're in every day? And it doesn't matter what you're fighting against, because we all have our battle. What can be done to shore yourself up against the onslaught of things that we see every day? So let me tell you. Number one, most important, I believe, is your tribe. Who you surround yourself with, who you associate with. And it's not necessarily your family, because your family... And some people have families, unfortunately, that can be just as toxic as anything. You have to actively seek people that accept you, people that will cheer for you, people that have your back. And then in turn, you have to do the same for those other people. But it's up to you to find your tribe. It's not something that's just going to fall into your lap. But technology has made it easier to find people that can be your tribe. You got your Facebooks, you got your Instagrams, you've got your TikTok, you've got your Twitter, you know, any of the social media outlets out there can help you find the people that you should run with. The famous saying with financials saying that if you hang around with 9 broke friends, you're going to end up being the 10th. Well, that doesn't necessarily always relate to money and finances. That's people who are happy, people who have a positive outlook on life. Like if you hang around negative people, like that stuff will drag you down. That's why when you get into situations where stuff is just like negative, whether it be your job, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a business partnership, if that starts to drag you down, you got to get out of that. Like that should be priority number one, is freeing yourself from negativity. So surrounding yourself. Number two is going to be self-development. You have to seek out information that's going to better yourself. There's all kinds of things out there. There's all kinds of books. Like if I could go down, like I don't read books, but I listen to audiobooks. Some people might see that as cheating. I don't, because I'm still getting the book. But if I could tell you like some of the stuff that I have in my library. I've got like Prosperity Consciousness. I've got to How to Persuade and Get Paid. I've got Influence. I've got Goals and Vision Mastery. I've got a couple of titles that I can't read, but I used to be a miserable F, or make your brain your B, you know, stuff like that. Of course, I read The 5 a.m. Club, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Unshakable, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, just all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to continue, but you got to get that stuff inside of your psyche. Your personal development is just as important as breathing. Because if you're not developing, you're dying. If you're not moving forward, you're dying basically. And unfortunately, I know people that are also in that category. They're just kind of not doing anything. It just seems like they're just waiting around for something to happen. Let me tell you, nothing's just going to happen. We all have to go out and get it. Fight for it, which is the whole crux of this podcast. So after you get your tribe, these aren't in any particular order. These are just kind of things that you need to do. Get your tribe. Get your personal development down pat. After that, start writing down what it is that you stand for, where you want to go, and how you're going to get there. And I'm talking about journaling. One of the best ways to get ideas out of your head is to write them down. If you can't write them down, use your device. You have like a voice memo or voice recorder on your app. But just do something to get your ideas out of your head, because life moves fast. Like, things just happen quickly. And one minute you'll have a great idea, and if you don't have a way to record it, it's gone. Like, you'll lose it. One of my big things is when I'm in the shower is when I get the best ideas. And after doing a little bit of research, a little bit of insight into that, come to find out that when there are certain places where people go where their mind is totally free, where you're not thinking about work, you're not thinking about your kids, you're not thinking about your finances or anything like that. And for me, it happens to be in the shower. So I get these great ideas in the shower. Sometimes I'll just come jumping out of the shower, grab my phone, and click on my voice recorder to get this idea out of my head. I've literally been known to do that. As soon as I find a way to have my phone in the shower with me, so that way I don't have to leave the shower, I could just get this idea out of my head. But it never fails. Like, when I'm taking a shower, like, just the best ideas come to me. So journaling, or getting ideas out of your head, getting them on paper, getting them recorded. You can go back and visit them later. You can go back and adjust them later. But people have million-dollar ideas come to them all the time. It's just that they don't think to write it down or think to record it. And then, you know, you go on with your day, you get that latte from Starbucks, or you got to go get groceries from the grocery store, or pick up your kids from daycare or whatever, and the idea is gone. Like, it might be like several hours later, and in your head, you're like, man, I was thinking about something earlier, but I can't remember what it was. Yeah, that happens to me all the time, too. So you want to make sure that you got a way that you can get that stuff down. And then, man, after that, after you get your stuff, a shameless plug for the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal, by the way. But after you get a way to record your stuff, get your stuff written down on paper, then you need to take some action. They say that old saying, knowledge is power. That's not true. Knowledge in action is power. You got to take the steps. You have to do the things. You have to actually move toward your goal. You got your stuff written down. You got your tribe around. You've done a little bit of personal development. So you want to know who you are. You want to know what you'll accept. You want to know what you will not accept. You want to have your ideas recorded somewhere so you can expound on them. And then you got to go after it. You got to tackle it. You got to run towards your goal. And this is just a small summation of the fight that I believe that we have to go through every day. And what the fight leads to is our purpose. And our purpose, I believe, is to discover our gift and share it with the world. And we have to fight in order to be able to do that. So, question of the day. Where are you in your progress? Have you found your tribe? Have you delved into personal development? Do you journal or write down things on a daily basis? And are you taking action steps towards your goal? I want to put that out there to everybody, and I want to make sure that I'm myself am following in those same steps, which I'm attempting to do every day. Now, it's not something that, like, if you don't do it one day, then, oh, crap, I'm a failure. I messed up. I'm not worth doing any of this for. No, it's none of that. It's you're attempting to be better today than you were yesterday. And these are some of the steps that you can take in order to get that accomplished. So I want to make sure that we all are on the same page of running towards our goal and keeping up this fight. And I'm still reminded of the heroes that fought that day. Some of them, this was their last fight when they were fighting to save people, or they were fighting to try and keep somebody else calm, or they were fighting to get somebody out of a building that was on fire, or they were just simply fighting just to maintain their household. There were some people at home, and they were watching this with their kids, just because it just happened to be, like, it took over every television station. They were just trying to keep their kids calm. They were just trying to keep this level of calmness in their home for their children. So, I mean, that was another fight that a lot of people went through also. So, man, it was an incredible day. Like I said, something I will never forget. And you know what? This also showed me that we got through September 11th. A lot of people did not. But this gives me hope that we will get through this particular year, this 2020 with this pandemic. We are almost at 200,000 people gone, dead. Many of them did not have to. Many of them were, I was reading, there was another report. There were some first responders that participated in September 11th on that day, and they passed away here in like March or April due to COVID. So, the continuous fight, man. And I just want to make sure that everybody is fighting. But I do have hope that we will get through 2020. We'll get through it together. We have experienced just so much loss. And I know there's a lot of people that think that they can't see the bright light at the end of the tunnel. It is there. The hope, I have hope, and I'll never lose that hope. So, that's what I have for you guys today. I hope that everybody is able to take advantage of, getting around your tribe, surrounding yourself with people that's going to uplift you and motivate you, diving into some, personal development. Like, if you're like me and you don't read, but you can listen to audiobooks, that is fine too. Don't be scared to do that. And get your stuff out of your head. Your ideas, your dreams and your aspirations, they're not doing any good inside your head. Get that stuff written down, get it recorded somewhere, and then take the steps. Do what needs to be done. And also, if you or someone that you know is contemplating suicide, there's help out there. Reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And the number is 800-273-8255. Once again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. So I want to wish everyone love and happiness, and be happy going after your goal. And that's what I got for you guys. Thank you very much for sticking with me for this episode of the podcast. Don't forget to follow me on my various forms of social media, starting with Instagram. I'm at Corsi the Wine Lover. You can follow me on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter, but I think Instagram is the main place where I do most of my social media stuff at. As the name says for my Instagram handle, I'm into wine. So I'm part of a wine of the month club, where I get to taste these amazing fine wines from the Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley region. And I invite anybody that wants to experience these fine wines to take that journey with me. You can join the club. You can get access to at least four bottles of wine each and every month, man. So it's great being able to experience things that I would never normally have the chance to experience. You know, for a lot of us, going to the grocery store and picking up something that's really fruity and sweet is our main exposure to wine. But man, I've tried some wines that number one were very expensive if you were to buy them like retail, and number two, they were just freaking amazing. Like, who knew that I would really love like Cabernet Sauvignons or a deep red Merlot? Like, you don't ever know about that stuff until you're exposed to it. So invite you all to join me on that journey. I'm going to end it here. Thank you guys very much, and I'm praying for everybody's sanity and mental health, as well as physical and spiritual well-being in these turbulent, because these are turbulent times, and we are in a fight, y'all. We are really in a fight. So thank you very much for joining me, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will see you in the next one.